2 gram from Cassie. Subject, hi. Hi, Graham. My name is Cassie. I saw your profile on the Matches R Us website and thought you looked interesting. I'd love to talk. Cassie. 2 gram from Cassie. Subject, it's me again. Hi, Graham. It's me, Cassie, again. I messaged you last week, but never heard back. I thought I'd try again in case my message got lost in the midst of the hundreds of other messages you get on a weekly basis. Grin. How about if I tell you a little about me? Maybe if you know me better, you might consider writing back. I've lived in Austin my entire life. I have a sister who's a senior in high school. She and my parents live in the Barton Creek area, which is just west of Austin, in case you didn't know. I'm 30 and am the manager at the retail clothing store JCPenney. I'm not tall or short, just in between at 5'6". Darn, I tried to think of something more interesting about me, but couldn't. Anyway, it looks like you were fishing in your profile picture. I've been fishing, but didn't catch a darn thing. But I like the boat ride. Anyway, that's me. I hope to hear from you. Cassie. 2 gram from Cassie. Subject, I'm a shape-shifting werewolf who is about to go into my mating lust. Grin. Okay, that's a lie. Duh. But you probably have lots and lots of emails with boring subjects like, hi, and you're cute. I figure since you haven't answered my other two, you aren't interested, but I thought I'd try one more time in case you had a psycho ex hacking into your profile and deleting all your messages. Anyway, I have nothing else to convince you to give me a chance. I'm nobody special. I'm not rich. I'm not beautiful. I'm not super smart, and I don't have an exciting job. I just thought that you looked like the kind of man who was like me. Boring and normal. Shit, I didn't mean boring like boring, but I'll just shut up now before I dig myself in deeper. LOL. Now that I've probably insulted you and you're rolling your eyes wondering why in the heck I messaged you and why you're even still reading this, I'll leave you alone. I hope you find what you're looking for from this website. Good luck. Cassie. To Cassie from Graham. Subject, re, I'm a shape-shifting werewolf.
Now you have my attention. Grin. The reason I haven't messaged you back is because I don't check this profile very often. To be honest, I only signed up for Matches R Us because my buddies kind of egged me into it. I usually don't even reply to any messages I get. I should delete my profile, but for some reason I haven't. So why am I writing you back? Because you made me laugh. Out loud. One of the things I appreciate most in a woman is a sense of humor. As you know, my name is Graham. I like to fish. I'm about 6 feet tall, and I'm 32. I'm in the Army and live near Fort Hood. I can't say that anyone has called me boring before, but I like that description, smiley face. I'm just a man doing his duty for his country who likes to hang out with his friends and have an occasional beer. So why are you looking for a guy on a dating website? From what I can see from your profile picture, you're pretty and don't look like a big, hairy, shape-shifting werewolf. LOL. I look forward to chatting with you more. Graham.
2 gram from Cassie. Subject, looks can be deceiving. I don't look like a big hairy werewolf in my profile picture because I'm in my human form, silly. Grin. But seriously, to be honest, the picture is about 4 years old, although I pretty much look the same as I did back then. Plain brown hair, hazel eyes, not fat, but not skinny either. I hate to work out, and I'm assuming since you're in the Army, you don't. I've just never seen the point, since I hate it. I do try to be healthy, though, you know, park in the spaces at the back of the lot, take the stairs when I can, things like that. But the gym? No. What do you do for the Army? What's your MOS? Aren't you impressed that I know that acronym? Don't be too impressed, though. I googled Army acronyms, and that one came up, huh? I once dated a guy who was in the Army, and if I'm being honest, he was too gung-ho for me. I hope you're not one of those guys who says hoo-ah all the time. My ex used to grunt it when he, well, you know, gag. You should know I'm much more entertaining online than I am in person. I'm an introvert for the most part, and yes, I know that's weird that I'm a manager, but I don't like being around people. I can be, but if I had a choice, I'd stay home.